This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hey, another reminder, Brian Kilmeade is going to be here in St. Louis a week from Saturday, the 22nd. That is at the Factory in Chesterfield. There are some tickets available, and there's some meet-and-greet tickets available as well. If you want to add that to your ticket, if you already have tickets, you can do that, or you can go to briankilmeade.com and get the VIP. That will afford you a signed copy of his latest book. And also a chance to say hi to Brian. He was explaining this the other day. I mean, a lot of times when you're signing a book and you have literally maybe hundreds of people in line, and yeah. Brian's great. We've seen him do this. He stays till everyone.
He does.
But you're only kind of maybe spending 10 seconds with him as he signs the book and you take a picture. This gets you a little bit more time with Kilmeade, and he's very personable, yeah. And a lot of people want to have a chat with him, so you'll have a little extra time. We have Jane Duker on the line with us. She's going to be in Cottleville at the Fish Fry tomorrow at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Hello, Jane. This was a big day, wasn't it?
Yes. Big day yesterday, actually. So it's a relief beyond belief.
Yeah, so we're talking about the police control bill. It passed yesterday, but the governor didn't waste any time in signing, and he came to St. Louis today, right?
No, he hasn't. He's going to sign it after spring break, but he did have a press conference with the Republican.
Well, that's where I was confused. Okay, so he hasn't signed it yet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I've been spreading false information about that.
Yeah, but he will.
Well, he's coming on with me on Monday after 5 o'clock, so we'll talk to him. But what was the final bill? Was there anything here that we should know about? Because we've talked about some amendments. How did it finally get resolved?
Well, it got resolved because they went back to the way that the commissioners were picked before, which is the governor picks and the Senate has to confirm. So the city senators will have a lot of say in who sits on this board. But it's still citizens, you know, people who live in St. Louis. This isn't state control. This is citizen board control. And so I think it'll be great. I really do. And it's funny because I've already people call. I mean, a lot of people want to be on this police board. There are a lot of people who really care and really, really, really want things to get better as quickly as possible.
All right. So the mayor, though, gets one of the positions and then five will be, you know, appointed by the governor and they still do have to be confirmed. How does that work? The whole Senate has to confirm?
Yes. But there is a huge amount of deference that's given to the senator because, you know, there are appointments in every district, you know, in the state for all kinds of boards. And so generally there's a lot of deference given to where the appointment will be. So mm-hmm. It will be the city senators who will have a lot of influence. And so, and frankly, if you want to filibuster an appointment, you can. So, you know, that's the difficulty. You have to be able to get through the Senate. And, you know, so not only should you get the city senators, you should, you know, make sure that you can still be palatable to the remainder of the Senate. So it's not easy, but it's worth it. And when I was in the governor's office, we had board control and everyone's like, oh, the state's going to, you know, control this. And they couldn't be more wrong. When we would appoint these people, the best thing in life would be if we never heard about it again. You know, there is no interest in the governor running St. Louis's police department. Okay, they want good people to do that. And these appointments, and, you know, like the election board, you know, the state doesn't want to run the local election boards. What they want is good appointees that will do that job. And so the idea that the state's going to sit around and micromanage this department is just false.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. So if the governor signs it then after the spring break, and thank God these lawmakers are getting a spring break. They work so damn hard for us, right? I really get concerned about
that. Well, this year they got a lot passed.
Yeah, well, yeah, for this time in the session, that might be true. But then when would the commission be put together? By the end of the summer? By the end of the year?
By August.
Okay, by August. All right, good.
So there was an emergency clause, and that was to make sure that the bill is effective. But the transition will not be effective until, you know, he has 60 days to appoint. And this transition needs to happen in August and September.
So you have the mayor of St. Louis, the current mayor, the outgoing mayor, let's just call her that, Tish, says this bill is disrespectful, it's pathetic, and it's cowardly, Jane.
Uh-huh. Well, you lost.
Yeah.
So move on.
Lost big time, right? Hey.
I mean, that's the thing. Why is she on the radio complaining? Be a leader. Say, this is not what we wanted, but we're going to make the best of it, and this is what we need to do.
Well,
that's not happening.
Yeah, she did do something today, and I got to get your opinion on this. We'll talk about it on the roundtable tomorrow. She fired Sonia Jenkins Gray, who is the personnel director. And how do you look at that? Explain that whole move.
Oh, this was a political fight. They got mad at her, and she must not have been doing what they wanted her to do. So they, you know, picked up something that they were gonna, you know, get her fired on. I mean, no one else would ever get fired for this.
I mean, well, what was it? So you had a civil service commission that came in with a recommendation that she was fired or should be fired?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but those are Tashara's appointees.
Right, I got you.
So of course they're gonna have the answer that, you know, they're supposed to have. She doesn't even have a full civil service commission. There's only two of the three members. So of course the two that were appointed by the mayor are gonna do what the mayor wanted, and it was obvious from day one they were going to cook this. I mean, the evidence was never that great as to what they said. And in fact, their star witness drove a city car drunk. He put 400 miles on the same car after they went to Jeff City, and no one ever explained where that happened. I mean,
okay, but let me back up a little bit, because the accusation here is that she had someone who used a city car to drive her to Jeff City for a personnel matter during work hours, or for a personal matter, not a personnel matter, a personal matter.
For a personal matter.
Yeah.
For a personal matter involving her husband, who, by the way, Tashara had appointed to the jail oversight board, and then he ended up being a very big critic because she wouldn't let the oversight board provide any oversight. So but that had a lot to do with this as well.
Isn't this a little moot from the standpoint that there's going to be a new mayor and maybe that person, I don't know, these people tend to roll over from administration to administration.
Well,
though,
no, right? you can't fire a personnel director without all the hullabaloo. You have to have a hearing. You can't just, those are not at will. Personnel, budget, those are supposed to be above the politics. And they're supposed to, so I'm thinking Tashara's probably going to try to appoint a crony.
Probably.
To prevent a new mayor from having that appointment.
So, Sue, you want to take a stab at how much money has been spent by the city just to address this issue?
This Jane, specific issue.
To cook this?
It's like a couple hundred. It's like $300,000, right, Jane?
Oh, geez.
At least.
Yeah,
at
so
least.
They got $50,000 to hire Reggie Harris, who's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the group is on the Board of Aldermen that appropriates money, they increased the contract by $150,000. So it's $200,000. And that's just for that part of the legal bill. So this is very costly.
Correct.
For the city.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Absolutely it is. It's a boondoggle.
Jeez.
This is a political spat that we're paying for. This is like the new thing. As if these executives just start doing, you know, lawfare, and the taxpayers are paying the bill.
I mean, point to
one thing she did in her job that wasn't the right thing. I mean, this was a political cook job. It really was. I don't say that often either. But this is, the evidence was not there. And, you know, people don't get fired for what they said she did. She paid back $170 for the gas and the mileage for the car. I mean, people don't generally get fired for that.
No.
Well, does she have any legal repercussions or not?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, she can actually appeal it if she wants to. And, you know, but yeah. And then her husband is on this oversight board. That really ticked him off because he was very vocal on how he didn't want the jail to kill people. Well, duh, that's his job. So, yeah, I just think this was a really bad spat that the taxpayer is going to pay for.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see how she exits here, because it's hard for me to believe this is going to be the last stunt. There's going to be something more before she leaves.
I that's what worries me the most, is the next 4 weeks. What does this look like? And she could do a lot of damage, and it's kind of scary.
All right, Jane, we'll talk about it all tomorrow on the Roundtable. We'll see you in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus Hall. You've been there before. We were there the last 2 years. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
All right, that's tomorrow starting at 3. Come see us. The fish usually gets served a little closer to 5, but they're nice enough to open up the hall, and you can just gather around and watch the Roundtable tomorrow, and Sue will be there. Fred will be there. Fred will not be at the other fish fries, though, or is he not going to be there tomorrow?
He's here tomorrow, misses one the next week, because and then he'll be back and can talk about Japan.
That's right. Okay, so Japan will take him out of the mix for next week. And by the way, for the rest of the schedule, it is Assumption on Mattis Road in South County on the 21st, so a week from tomorrow. Queen of All Saints also in South St. Louis County on Christopher Drive on the 28th. St. Mary Magdalene on the 4th of April. Ott's Tavern in Millstadt, Illinois on the 11th. Of April. So a lot to look forward to, and we hope to see a bunch of listeners out there tomorrow at our fish fry. Don't forget Brian Kilmeade coming a week from Saturday. You can get VIP tickets at briankilmeade.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.